Found the closest speakeasy and know it is the dream. Fucking never thought I'd lose my mind. I suppose sanity is easy losing. Potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here. Chasing shadows. Reality superimposed. Footprints in the sand. Every crackle of dry leaves. Every wave that breaks.
Welcome to Radio Valencia. I am the Alchemist. This is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. Saturday night, the 5th of July in the year 2025. We just had our 4th of July celebrations all over the Bay Area. Man, there's a lot of fireworks going. I went to bed at like 1:30 in the morning last night. Or this morning, I guess. And, man, it was like popcorn machine was going off right outside my ass. I swear to God, man. I was like, where do people get all this money for freaking fireworks? They're expensive. I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy, don't you think? Well, maybe they don't. That's probably might be part of the problem. I don't know if I'm getting forward food for the month. I got enough for freaking fireworks for today. We're going to party. Yeah. That kind of leads into today's theme. Today's theme is barbecues and bullshit. That's right. Two things that Americans were really good at, barbecuing and bullshitting. We're good about bullshitting ourselves. We're good about bullshitting other people. And we definitely love a good burger. Give me some dog. Give me some slow-cooked ribs over a smoker there. Yeah, we're good at that. These are things that we're good at. So we're going to celebrate those things today. Going to be a bit of comedy routines. We're going to have some fun with some good music. And just going to mix it all up here. Have a lot of fun. So kick back. Crack open a cool one. Because it's cool, man. Yeah. All right. And then, I'll catch you on the backside of this next set. Just heard Phantom Island, a brand new track from King Gizzard and the Lizard. Title track from their latest album. This track here is called Evolution Revolution by Tommy Guerrero. He's a local musician. This is his 2021 release, Sunshine Radio. It is sunshining right now. The city is beautiful. The air is beautiful. Chilling, man. So if you're coming back in this area, come by and say hello. Makeout Room's got some new music tonight. I don't know what it is, actually. A couple of independent acts. That's kind of normal for them. All right, so, Radio Valencia, I am the Alchemist, and this is Cornflakes. Yeah, this is Cornflakes Cornucopia, Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. And this is Something Funny.
That's the key to a happy relationship, I think, is finding the right person. Isn't it? Find the right person, you'll be happy. People don't find... They marry people for ridiculous reasons. My mother and father got divorced. Don't ask me why they ever got married. My mother was Amish. My dad was an Elvis Presley impersonator. So they get married. They get married and divorced right now. They split up. They're happy. You know what I mean? That's the word they use, split up. They don't say divorced. What do you think my mother tells me? You're 12 years old. You're the oldest son. You'll take over as the man of the house. 12 years old, I had to take over for my dad. The man of the house. The king. The father. The man who knows everything. It's the main job of the father to know everything. No one else knows anything. You ever notice that with your father? He knows everything. You know nothing. Things that you think you would know, you don't know. You say, hey, Dad, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to go to work. And he goes, work? You don't know what work is. I don't know what work is. No, you don't. When I was a kid, I was working when I was 6 weeks old at a coal mine. Really, Dad? You were a coal miner? I was a shovel, Richard. I couldn't get a job as a miner. I was a shovel in a coal mine. That's the way I worked when I was a kid. All right, Dad. Well, this is interesting, Pop, really, but, you know, I'm getting a little hungry and hungry. You don't know what it is to be hungry. When I was a kid, there was no food at all. He used to suck lint right off the carpet when I was a kid. Really, Dad? That's right. We were lint suckers. And you had to get to that carpet early because I had eight brothers. If you didn't get there, you went to bed with no lint when I was a kid. We were lint-sucking coal miners that lived one miserable day after the other. All right, listen, Dad, really, I gotta go. Go ahead and go if you have to go. Couldn't go anywhere when I was a kid. Really, Dad, why is that? We were too poor to afford legs. We had no legs when I was a child. Dad, are you saying, why didn't you walk on your hands then, Pop? You know, if we couldn't afford legs, do you think we could afford hands? What are you, trying to trip me up, wise guy? We were stumps. Stumps, Richard. Lint-sucking, coal-mining stumps. Well, why didn't you just get in a car and drive? You know, you could drive a car. Who was going to drive the car, you idiot? We'd have one guy, one stump on a seat, and another stump on the floorboards working the pedals with his head. Well, wait. Now, Dad, that sounds like that would work. When they got there, nobody could open the goddamn door. It wasn't one thing, it was another. One thing after the other when I was a boy. Thank you very much for applauding on that. Thank you. Because when I was a kid, we had no applause. There was no applause when I was a boy. If you liked the guy, you had to spit. Which wasn't easy because we couldn't afford body fluids in those days. We had no body fluids, no spit, no urine, no blood, and none of the disgusting things that people take for granted today. We had none of that. Nothing. We had nothing and we went nowhere. We did nothing. But we were thankful for what we had. Well, what did you have? Nothing. And we were glad to have it. Why were you glad to have nothing? Some people were so poor, they had less than nothing. less than nothing. Some people had no molecular structure. That's how poor they were. They had no molecules. You'd call them up and you'd say, would you like to come over? And they'd say, we'd love to, but we don't exist. We don't have the funds. We're subatomic particles. It's the best we can do on our salary. We're neutrinos. We're Italian particles, and that's our lives. If you're a scientist, you understood that joke. And if not, you're sitting here going, I want to go home. My ass hurts. It's late.
And diss you.
Wacky.
it worked, then exploded. She woke up in the morning and her face was coated. Bloody stunning, the man on her mind. See? Do what you like. That's right, my name's Yao. Constantly on, constantly on, the fountain you, not Robotron. This is a word of word before, so
I do not sniff the coke, I only smoke the sense of Mila.
Well, who ever know, I know, who ever score, I score when I live on mine. And that's strictly wrong, but that's science for any occasion.
Postulating theories, formulating equations.
Well, cheat wizard, it's no blizzard. Eat a chicken gizzard with a girl named Lizzie.
Dropping science like Galileo, drop the orange.
is the well-known one.
You know, I waste all my... You know what I really... I spend the most money on, like, the one thing I really splurge on are really high-end restaurants. 4-star crazy restaurants. You know why? Because when I was in high school, and I was such a spineless little pussy, and I worship, like, writers who really lived out there on the edge of sanity. Like, that was my idea of being a badass. Like, I read Harlan Ellison, man. I read fucking H.P. Lovecraft, dude. You know? And then when I got into college, I transferred that love to really fucked up musicians. I was, you know, I love Rocky Erickson and Hazel Adkins and G.G. Allen, man. And now I've transferred that exact same love and worship to 4-star chefs, because 4-star chefs are fucking crazy. And they're preparing food. There's something so beautiful about clinically insane people. Like the level of OCD where it's like, see how all my shoes are facing southwest? You're like, it keeps the goblins asleep. Okay. The fuck is he talking about? There's this place. Here, I'll give you an example. There's a place I've got to go to. I haven't been there yet. It's in Las Vegas. It's called Fleur de Lis. And the way the guy describes it, it's the owner, like, writing about his own restaurant. Listen to this crazy mental patient ritualistic behavior that he thinks is important, all right? It says, every day at Fleur de Lis, we fly in 3,000 ice pink roses and put them each in their own silver-dusted crystal decanter. And you read that and you go, wow, that has nothing to do with the food. You're out of your fucking mind. Listen, if you're going to do shit like that, describe stuff I can never check up on. Just goes like, every day at Fleur de Lis, we fly in the surviving cast members of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And we lock them in a lightless vault 80 feet below the main dining room. And we give them each a jar with 3 fireflies. You're like, wow, we gotta try that steak. That sounds awesome. Every day our coffee-rubbed Kobe beef is read the book Are You My Mother by a Guatemalan child. And you'll eat that steak next to a waterfall made of Holly Hunter's tears.
All right. How about that waterfall there of Holly Hunter's tears? How you might like that? welcome to Radio Valencia. I am the Alchemist, Conflict, Cornucopia, Cerebellum, Cocktail Hour, Saturday night, and the Mission. Got a couple of curious bystanders poking their head in about it. So, hello, people. All right. A little bit of Patton Oswalt there from his Werewolves and Lollipops album with Psychos Make the Best Food, right? And that has got to be some sort of a, you know, truth to that. I mean, these people are really nuts to make some of the crazy concoctions they do come up with. I got to tip my hat to them, and I think it's a hilarious routine. With Teeth, Melvins, from their acoustic release of Five-Legged Dog. That was a bunch of all their stuff that they did over the years and combined into this one great double-disc record that has all these fantastic songs done acoustically. Public Witness Program for that. Fugazi from In on the Killtaker, 1993 release. Happens to be my favorite Fugazi record. Though I have all the records. I think they're fantastic. Beatles before that. Yes, from the White Album. Savoy Truffle. Fantastic track that was. Sounds of Science, Beastie Boys from Paul's Boutique, which has to be the single best hip-hop record ever recorded. Things that they did on that record, you cannot do anymore. You just can't. It's legal. Legal. They sampled, I think it's something like 1,000 samples that are on that album. John Hell did a show. He plays Monday nights from 8 to 10. Yeah, yeah. He did a show where he took like all the original material, or at least a big chunk of it, of the original material that's used on that album, and played all the original tracks that were in the show. That's been 2-3 years back. Go look in the archives. You can probably find it. Working in a Coal Mine, Devo, done from the heavy metal soundtrack, fantastic. And preceding that, we had nothing. Richard Jenny from Common Club's Network Volume 2. We had nothing. We were lint-sucking coal miners. You know, I had to play Working in a Coal Mine after that routine. So, that was that. Evolution Revolution, Johnny Guerrero was the previous interlude. Phantom Island from King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard opened the set. And this track is Happy House by Vital Information. And now, something really fun and different. Gillian Welch and Allison Cross.
Show. I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist, even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're all crazy men.
When problems overwhelm us and sadness smothers us, where do we find the will and the courage to continue? Well, the answer may come in the caring voice of a friend, a chance encounter with a book, or from a personal faith. For Janet, help came from her faith, but it also came from a squirrel. Shortly after her divorce, Janet lost her father. Then she lost her job. She had mounting money problems. But Janet not only survived, she worked her way out of despondency, and now she says life is good again. How could this happen? She told me that late one autumn day, when she was at her lowest, she watched a squirrel storing up nuts for the winter. One at a time, he would take them to the nest. And she thought, if that squirrel can take care of himself with a harsh winter coming on, so can I. Once I broke my problems into small pieces, I was able to carry them, just like those acorns, one at a time.
Radio Valencia. I'm the Alchemist. This is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour, Saturday night, 5th of July, year 2025. Yeah. What do you have here? Oh, man. All right. So just a little acorns there from White Stripes from Elephant 2003. It goes back quite some time now. Yeah. So, a little Amish Paradise. Weird Al Yankovic's parody of the Coolio song, Gangster's Paradise. A lot of fun that one is. The Bomber by the James Gang. It goes way back, man, in the 60s. 1969. That was pulled off the definitive collection. It was released in 1997, I believe. We had Ear Ache My Eye, Cheech and Chong, from Cheech and Chong's Greatest Hit, 1978. Man, everything came out with that full size album size rolling paper. How many of you guys made a blunt, right? Yeah, everybody had that big giant blunt. You couldn't even get your mouth around it, right? Yeah. Crazy shit, man. I'll Fly Away. Little Gillian Welch and Alison Krauss. That was from the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack, which is one of my favorite all-time movies. That is a very funny movie. Very, very funny movie. Previous interlude was Happy House. Vital information from Where We Come From. There's a live room around the world. This is a cool little track by Sun Ra called Watusa. And it's off the, well, I'm not sure which album it's off, because it's a combination release of Angels and Demons and the Nubians of Plutonia. So I think this is off the, originally off the Nubians of Plutonia, but it may be off the Angels and Demons of Play. I don't know. It sounds like it should be off the Nubians of Plutonia. All right, what do we got next? We got a little King Missile. Ha! I'm going to talk to something that's a little bit too close to my near, to my nature here. Detachable Penis. On Radio Valencia, I am the Alchemist. This is Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. On Radio Valencia.
kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.